This is a podcast from WGBH Radio Boston. Hear more at wgbh.org/classical.
Hey there, this is Michelle Sweet, producer of Classical Connections. This week on our Classical Connections podcast, we have a story about a new record label. It debuted in 2008 called Bemop Sound. We're going to hear all about it from the Boston Modern Orchestra Project's director, Gil Rose.
I think that playing the same music over and over again is irresponsible, uninteresting, and somewhat immoral.
That's Gil Rose, artistic director and founder of the Boston Modern Orchestra Project, or BMOP. Bold declarations like that one are just a glimpse of the fuel powering the mission of this orchestra. BMOP has taken on an audacious agenda to commission, premiere, perform, and now record contemporary music. Ironically, Rose's inspiration in founding this group comes from a very traditional model.
If Beethoven got out of his grave tomorrow, I mean, he wouldn't understand what he sees in front of us. This idea that institutions should constantly repeat music. I mean, pursuing the new is an artist's responsibility. Absolutely. I think that you have to do the old, too. I mean, I'm not suggesting in our performing culture only do new music. But we should mostly do new music.
Which is how it worked in Beethoven's day, and it's exactly what BMOP has been doing since 1996.
I can't turn around without a composer putting an orchestra score in my hand. It's not that people aren't writing orchestra music in these difficult times. It's that their orchestra music isn't getting played, and if it is getting played, it's certainly not getting played a second time.
Which is why in 2008, Rose decided to add a new project to the group's many activities, an independent record label called BMOP Sound.
Recording that orchestra music helps the composer, in a sense, disseminate their music to a broader audience, and it should not only document and preserve it, but it also should help other people potentially take on performances of it. I think that's a unique mission, is to both preserve and document and unearth sometimes things that weren't so unearthed.
BMOP launched their first title in March of 2008 and released 8 CDs in their first year.
So we got our first titles up and we got word out and we've been garnering a lot of notice.
3 of those first 8 titles landed on critics' lists of best CDs of 2008. BMOP Sound 1001, first off the press, was John Harbison's complete ballet, Ulysses, and was noted by Time Out New York magazine. The New York Times put the Michael Gandolfi title, Y2K Compliant, on its Best of 2008 list. And Downbeat magazine spotlighted the Gunther Schuller disc, Journey into Jazz. And then baritone Sanford Sylvan received a Grammy nomination for Best Classical Vocal Performance in Charles Fussell's Wild.
Take me, kind stranger, to your heart.
2009 will be even busier for BMOP Sound, with 12 titles slated to come out this year.
After that comes a long lineup of CDs queuing up, like Jets trying to get out of LaGuardia on Friday afternoon. It feels a little bit like that some days. It's an intense production schedule for a small staff.
But that backlog doesn't intimidate Gil Rose, nor does the idea of starting up a record label when so many others are shutting down.
It wouldn't seem like a good bet to start, you know. It was upstream in a certain sense. But there's a lot of advantages to doing something that nobody else is taking on. You really distinguish yourself. You set yourself out as a special and important organization. So we could follow the trends, but then we'd just be amongst others. And so we decided to try to set the trends as best we can.
So in setting the trends, we wondered if there's some sort of philosophy guiding the selection of repertoire and projects that have led BMOP to its success.
Contemporary musical culture is kaleidoscopic in its diversity, and I think that if we could somehow represent that kaleidoscope, what I would feel the best about is if BMOP and its extension, BMOP Sound, in a sense became the wide world of sports of contemporary culture. I just remember Jim McKay would be on and they'd roll the promo and it was like, bringing you the diversity of sport.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport.
We're trying to represent all the incredible amount of diversity that there is and stylistic diversity. I mean, it's all over the map these days and continues to only be exponentially more diverse. The label and the orchestra and the ensemble If it could, in some modest way, represent all the different points of light in that kaleidoscope, I'd feel like I was the Jim McKay of contemporary music.
I'm Brian McCreath for Classical Connections.
Classical Connections is produced by me, Michelle Sweet, at WGBH Radio, and made possible by an NEA American Masterpieces grant through the Massachusetts Cultural Council. WGBH also has another great podcast that features live performances from our Fraser Performance Studio. If you'd like to check it out, it's called Classical to Go. You can search for that on iTunes or, of course, go to wgbh.org/classical to subscribe to that. And you can also check out all kinds of other great classical music offerings at that site. That's at wgbh.org/classical, and look for Classical to Go. Thanks for listening.